Yeah, good morning, Bill and Bill. W2DGB, W831, and WW82TWS. And, yeah, we're pretty close in temperature, 43 degrees here. And I agree, that pollen sounds beautiful. Okay, this is the Wednesday edition of the Bruce Kelly Memorial Net of the Antique Wireless Association. It meets on this frequency on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And we, after our core roster of faithful members, we invite other amateurs to join in. And you don't have to be a member of the association. So let's call that core roster and see who we have here. Barry, W1GSO.
W1GSO, good morning.
Morning, Barry. Nice signal. You know, we had a lot of rain here and got a good ground. I always get very good reception after when it's wet here. So good morning to you. Let's see. K1MPT, Mike.
Good morning, K1MPT. Excellent signal.
Morning, Mike. Another good signal. Very good. How about Don? W1SWM. Or Lynn, W2BSN.
W2BSN, good morning.
Morning, Lynn. Bill, we have you, W2DGB. John, K2TQN. Haven't heard John for a while. Doug, WA3DST.
WA3DST in Cape May. Good morning, Roy. Good morning to the net. Happy New Year to everyone on this December 4th, 2017. And I am in Cape May, so I'd probably like to go a little early in the lineup, Roy. I am recording the net today, by the way, so conditions are very good. WA3DST.
Very good. Okay, Doug. Yeah, nice signal. And it's January 4th for the recording. And okay, we'll move you up here to the pond as we do when you're down there so you can go to the breakfast. Sam, K3GBA.
Yes, sir. K3 George Baker Abel here, K3GBA, and good morning to the net. I have been maybe absent for a few days because I was out of town, but hearing everybody so far, very, very good signals, and a special good morning to Doug. And that was it. A little bit overcast, and the weather, the temperature is about 41 degrees. Back to net, K3GBA, in and out.
Okay, very good, Sam. And you're used to a good signal in here. Very good. Let's see, Jeff, W3JW.
This is W3JW. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning, Jeff. That long skip that's plaguing us in the traffic nets at night is working here. You sound great. let me see, Floyd, W3OLD.
W3OLD, I was just looking to check the noise level. That's two. Very good today. Signals are up. W3OLD.
Very good, Floyd. Yeah, W3OLD, WA2TWS. Let me see. This is a good morning for a recording, Doug. We have very good attendance here. See, Bill, I have you, WA3YNW. Paul, K4KRE.
K4KRE, good morning.
Morning, Paul. And Larry, WA8FTK.
WA8FTK, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Okay, any stations I haven't called or latecomers, over?
I'm back, K2TQN.
Okay, very good, John. I think we really have almost perfect attendance. It may be perfect, yeah, great. Okay, any other check-ins? Okay, well, I have a good attendance here, so let's start the net. Let's see, Barry, you lead off and turn it to Mike. So W1GSO to K1MPC, to Lynn, W2BSN, to Bill, W2DGB, to John, K2TQN, Doug, I'm sorry, Doug, lead off. WA3DXB, portable 2 will lead off and give it to Barry, W1GSO, and the rest of that list is the same. And Sam was in and out, so Jeff, W3JW, and then you turn it to Floyd, W3OLZ, to Bill, WA3YNW, to Paul, K4KRE, or Larry, WA8FTK, and Larry, turn it back to me, WA2TWS. Go ahead, Doug.
Okay, very good, WA2TWS, and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DST in Cape May, New Jersey. And sorry about the date error there. I think it's all going to take us a while to get used to the date here, especially saying 2017. But it is January 4th, 2017, and we're in Cape May, where it's partly cloudy. It looks like it's going to be a sunny day, and I think it's going to be the warmest day of the week down here. It was quite warm down here on Sunday, New Year's Day. We took a walk on the beach, and it was beautiful. It was in the low 50s, low wind, and just a very beautiful day to take a walk on the beach. So we enjoyed that on New Year's Day. And we usually come down here for New Year's. And yes, I am recording the net today. I usually try to do that at least a couple of times a year. And it's very easy for me to do that down here because I'm actually using my SDR receiver up in Richboro as a recording device. So it records me as well as everyone else from a distance, and that's a good thing. We're probably in our best time of the year for 75 meters. It's been very good on all the nets in the last week or two. Sunspots are very low. In fact, we've already had several spotless days. I think just about every day so far in the new year has been spotless. And so the HF propagation on the higher frequencies is very poor at the moment. And probably will be. We're probably looking at several years of poor conditions. So 80 meters, 75 meters, 40 meters are going to be prime bands for ham radio for the next several years. And I'm looking at my signal coming in up in Richboro, and it's very, very strong this morning. So that tells me that the band here is in very good shape. So, good to be able to get on here this morning. Wish everybody a very happy new year. And remember, it's 2017. seems like a lot of years have gone by. This is my 52nd year in June in amateur radio. 52nd year. Boy, that makes me feel old. So I won't be around for the second round, but I'll probably have to. Well, I don't know. I might just let this recording go on and edit it later for the entire net, but. I won't be around for the second round, Roy, and we'll hopefully check in again more often on your net. I don't often get on. I like to sleep in, and on my days off, I sleep in. Friday is the day I have to get up and run the net. 7-3-all, W1-GSO, and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3-DSP, Cape May.
WA3DSP and the group, W1GSO here. Good morning, Doug. Good signal, really, really good signal up here in northern Connecticut. And you're in Cape May, and I just put the word Wildwood. Wildwood? Yeah, Wildwood, New Jersey, down near Cape May. To an old Army buddy. We had a little blowout in 1951. Before shipping over to Korea, we had a nice gang of guys down there in Wildwood. Beautiful weather. That was the summer of 51. Talk about going back a few years. There you go. Good signal from everybody this morning. The band is very quiet here. So we'll turn it over to, I believe it's K1MTC to get it. W1GSO, this is my only transmission.
W1GSO, K1MTC, in the Bruce Kelly Memorial Net. Well, good morning, everyone, from the Boston area. Well, it's around 40 degrees and overcast. we had a lot of rain yesterday. And I was glad to see that because the driveway was just coated with ice and I just turned down, but it was still pretty treacherous, so the rain was a big help. Not too much happening here. I was just on 75 AM with Italian HRO system, which I've done some work on the Valiant recently and got good reports. And so that is what's happening here. I'll listen out for the first round. And wish everyone a happy new year, and then turn it over to them. WDBSN from K1MPC and AWANET.
All right, K1MPC in the group, W2BSN, good morning and happy new year's to all.
From cloudy and gray upstate New York.
It wasn't raining a few minutes ago when I went outside and got the newspaper, but certainly it looks like it's going to threaten most of the day. We have essentially no snow on the ground here. I've been out of town for a week, so we were down in Charlotte, North Carolina, visiting my daughter and son-in-law and grandson. And the grandson is 7 months, but he's a riot. We had a lot of fun with him. And enjoyed somewhat warmer temperatures down there, but an equal amount of rain and whatnot came along. And apparently it rained quite a bit here, because we had a lot of snow on the ground when I left. We left on Christmas afternoon and drove down there, and the weather was fine for driving. The roads were bare and dry all the way down until we got into Virginia. And we drove through a huge fog bank in western Virginia. And there were two separate accidents along the way. One was where somebody stopped quick and two more tires piled into him. Didn't look like it was terribly serious. But the other one looked like there was three or four cars and it was a tractor trailer laying on its side in the ditch. So I think that must have been a little more serious. Definitely backed the traffic up for a long time. So
it wasn't as quick a trip down as we would have liked.
Coming back, it rained almost the entire way on Monday. Not necessarily hard at any one point, but it rained the whole way. And it's about a 12-hour drive altogether. So
it's interesting, but we made it and got to spend New Year's with the kids. And that was a good time.
I did not go to the museum yesterday, so I don't really have a museum report.
We got back late on Monday night, and I had a doctor's appointment yesterday morning anyway. And I got back to the doctor's appointment and just decided to blow the day off and get done catching up with the mail and everything else that had to be done after being absent for a week. So not much of a museum report, although it's rumor has it the museum does still exist, so that's good enough for me for now. This will be my only transmission. So far, I was able to copy everyone. Jeff is still the leader for low signal level. I could hear him in there and understand some of his words. And we even were able to copy Larry and Paul somewhat well. And Doug's signal from Cape May is the best I've ever heard it. Usually when he's in Cape May, he's a little tough copy. So that's my report for the morning. I hope everyone has a great week, and we'll see you back here next week. Go ahead, Bill, W2DGB, W2BSM.
Okay, Len, very good. W2BSN and the group, W2DGB. Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year, everyone. In case I didn't do it on Monday. I think I did, but it doesn't hurt to do it again. Anyway, it's good to hear everybody. And this band is quiet as compared to 40 meters this morning. I was talking to Joe down in Florida on 40 meters. That's Joe W8 Anyway, Joe Long from Binghamton. He goes down to Alligator Point in Florida. So he'll be down there for a couple of months. So he got down there on Monday, and Tuesday he set up his antennas, and yesterday he was on the air. Or this morning he's on the air. Let's see here. But the band was very, very noisy. I am using the Collins. And, Doug, I switched over to the D104 microphone after running a comparison, an A and B comparison with Joe Fell, GMS. And I'm having trouble with calls this morning, it looks like. And Joe's call, Joe Rowe's call, WA, 2JWE, or something like that. At any rate, that takes care of that. Mike, I got your email. I opened it up at about 4 o'clock this morning, and I didn't have the initiative to go ahead and answer it, but I'm answering you now. And the attachment came through just fine. Thank you very much for that information. And so I won't be answering your email. Consider this the answer. And Mike, do you hear me by any chance? Go ahead and break.
Yeah, I'm Chad Poppy, Bill.
Okay, very good, Mike. Let's see here. Larry, I got a note for you. The Penn State game on Monday night. That was wild. There were a lot of records broken, including the highest score ever come forth in the Rose Bowl. The highest Rose Bowl score of all time. And they've been on for a lot of years. And at the very last, in the 10 seconds at the end, guys, LSU, no, not LSU. Say again? USC. The initials all mixed up. USC won in the last 10 seconds. At any rate, it was a great game. And even though Penn State lost by 2 points or 3 points or something like that, it was, they did a remarkable job. Their football program under Jim Franklin has really come a long, long way. And they're into the big leagues now after having lost several years because of sanctions. At any rate, Larry, you might have some thoughts on that game. I assume you watched it. As compared to the OSU game, which was a flaming disaster, and I don't think that Urban Meyer slept very much that night. He got shut out for the first time, I think, in his history. 31 to nothing or something like that. Terrible, terrible game. Beyond that, I don't have anything right at the moment, so I'm going to pass it on to K2TQN and the group W2GTV.
W2DGB and the group K2TQN. Well, I'm back from being away for a little while. I've been doing some rehab work on my balance at a rehab clinic, and it seems that most of my appointments fall on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But I see good success. I'm already standing better, walking better, and they're strengthening my legs and my arms, which from years of watching Judge Judy on TV and other reruns have gotten soft. So I'm building up my strength. My balance is better, and I'm a happy camper. The big news for me for Christmas, I got a really good Christmas present. I got a grandchild coming, grandchild number 8, due in August. No, July. Due in July. So I'm real happy about that, and we're all hoping for a girl. Well, time will tell. So, over to you, Joe, W3JW in the group, K2TQN.
Okie doke, John, K2TQN.
And the AWA net, this is W3JW. Good morning to everyone. And I agree, the signals are very good here this morning. We heard Barry pretty well, heard Mike good and Len. And they're the DX station, so can't complain. And John, it's particularly good to hear your signal in here. We've been noticing empty boxes on the login sheet for the MondayNet, but glad you've been putting the time to good use with rehabilitation. Sounds like I could use some of your rehabilitation efforts. Hi. We have the same basic feeling. Anyway, maybe that could be a New Year's resolution, and you've been working on your New Year's resolution for several weeks now. Anyway, glad to hear that here you're getting some positive results. It's been a wet period during the holiday period. Actually, about every other or so day or so, we had a fair amount of rain, kept things quite damp and down. The last 2 days have been total washouts around here. But we are up to about 53, 55 degrees, which is a good thing because we have a whole bunch of guys out in the driveway putting new landscaping timbers down along our driveway. The old ones had been there for God knows how long. They were here when I moved in the year 2000. And they were out there until a few minutes ago, where they have been unceremoniously ripped up and a new installation of similar timbers is being performed, rebarring them into the ground so they don't curl up at the end. So that's the big activity here today. And I need to go out there and make sure they're putting them down along my driveway and not my next door neighbor's driveway. So I'm going to make it one transmission only. We're looking out for a few more minutes here. And again, a very happy new year to one and all. Let's see, it goes to Floyd, I think. Was it Bill? I wasn't paying attention due to all this activity around here, so whichever of you two guys is the next one on the list, pick it up, W3JW.
Go ahead, Floyd.
W3JW and the group, W3OLV. A solid copy on all signals today. When you know you had to record this thing, Doug, when I'm having a slight case of laryngitis. But that's the way it goes. Solid copy here. Beautiful signals from everyone. And, I watched that Penn State game out there at the Rose Bowl. I usually don't watch too much football, but I had to take Gavin in because I live very close to Penn State here. And, yesterday the local TV station, WTAL, they covered that thing really good. They even had two of their announcers out there, and they followed, and then on the way back, and last night they were talking about them. There was 1,700 people from this area went out there to see that game. So it was well attended by local people, and the local coverage was really good. Like I said, they had two people out there, and of course they cover all Penn State games in quite detail since they're from this area. I don't follow football that much, but I kind of enjoyed that game. Like everyone said, it was a good game. And up to the last minute, it was a good game. It's too bad that field goal made it. I forget how many yards out it was, but that did it. And if they had missed that field goal, Penn State would have won. It was close the whole way. And I understand Penn State, it's quite a young team, and they're really doing fine for very little experience. So that's enough about football. Okay, Lynn, about going down south, visiting your relatives and what have you. Sounded like you had a good time. I'm driving through all that rain. I couldn't do that today, but back in my younger days, I would have. So I'm glad you made it safely there. Rainy weather is trouble weather for driving. So I'm glad you made it down and back. I guess that's about it. Before I forget it, we'll say Happy New Year to anyone who may have missed the other day. And I guess that's about it. It's 45 degrees here, but I didn't mention it. And it's either foggy or overcast. I didn't get a chance to look. And the noise level is down to S2, as I said. That's very good. That's about it here. Turned over to you, Bill. And WACYNW and the Bruce Kelly Memorial Net. And W3OLV.
Okay, Floyd will find W3OLV, AWA Breeze coming at WA3YNW. Okay, now, well, good morning to you and everyone on the net. We're socked in fog right now. It's 50 degrees out and very, very foggy. So as I was telling Bill, we need to pre-net. I guess maybe later on day it may clear off. I certainly hope so, because you know, a couple of things aside, I'd like to try to get accomplished before this cold weather we're supposed to have sets in. So hopefully it'll work out for me. John, nice hearing you back on. It's been a while, and we hope to take a minute to say there's a search party for you. But it sounds like the therapy is doing the job. I'm like, Jeff, maybe I should do the same thing. It's not sitting there watching John Judy. It's just sitting in front of this radio station. It seems like it's about where I live most of the time now. If I'm not on one of these nets, then later on I go up to PSK or RTTY and play around with that stuff. So. Anyway, as far as football, I don't have much truck with that. Now, if it was drag racing or something on that order, it'd be a different story. Anyway, everybody has their own interest. So with that, I'll pass along to Paul, and Happy New Year to the ones that I didn't say it to before. So, Paul, how's it going? I'm not going to say the sunny south today, because I expect you're probably having the same weather we are. K4KRE, AWA, Bruce County, Ben. This is WA3YNW.
WA3YNW in the AWA, K4KRE. You're right, Bill. The weather here is pretty well socked in. We had fog, but a few minutes ago, the sun appeared like it was trying to peek through here. So this is my first transmission for 2017. I've been also away for the weekend, for the New Year's weekend. I was down in Waynesboro with my family, and we had to get together also to send my grandson off to Marines. He joined the Marines, and so we had a little get together for him. So, good time had by all. Let's see, signal's good. The conditions are very good. Enough to make GSO and MP3 readable to some degree here, but really not communications quality. Everybody else coming in fine. Good to hear you, John. Glad to hear that you're getting better. And, understand your problems there. We have similar things. And Lynn, I drove over some of the roads yesterday that you may have been on 64 and 80. I wasn't on 81, but I was on 64. Came over Afton Mountain and it was foggy and rained most of the way. So kind of a miserable day. I could have taken the day before and avoided all that, but I chose to stay there today. Anyhow, we had a very good time with my daughter and her husband and some of the rest of the family. Speaking of football, we had a disappointment in the Redskins, who could have been in the playoffs, but lost on Sunday, so that was that. So with that, over to Larry, WA8FTK in the AWA, K4KRE.
Okay, Paul, K4KRE in the group, WA8FTK. Well, temperature here is slowly rising. It was 49, now it's 51. According to AccuWeather, it's supposed to get up to 58. And Thursday and Friday is 41, 39, and They're calling for 1 to 3 inches of snow Saturday. High of 31, low of 18.
Oh, well.
We don't get too much snow here.
Be good to see some snow.
Yeah, I heard about the game, the Penn State game in particular. We didn't watch any football on Monday. And since LSU was shut out, I turned it off after the halfway through the third quarter. So my only hope now is that even though I don't really care for Alabama, I hope they beat Clemson. Because they beat Ohio. Clemson beat Ohio State, so I hope Alabama knocks Clemson off. And I think if Alabama wins, it'll be their third in a row. I might be mistaken on that, but no, I don't know. And we're starting our 54th year. I guess it'll be maybe sometime in June or July. 54 years in ham radio, 53 years as ARRL member. We've been a life member. When they first offered it, it was $100, and it went to $125, and then it went to $150, and I said, I better snatch it now. So I did. So at the end of the century, it used to expire in December 1999. Now it expires in December 2099. So, oh well, and we ordered some parts for Kenwood from NTE. They were shipped yesterday afternoon. And it's supposed to be delivered today. I mean, they're located in New Jersey. And then they shipped it to some place in Pennsylvania. And it's going from Pennsylvania here. It's supposed to be delivered today, according to FedEx. So I was expecting maybe 2 days, but it's nice when you've got a major supplier like that so close. You can get it next day if you order it early enough. You can get it next day without paying for next day. Oh, well. So, that's all we got for this round. So, turn it back to you, Roy. W-A-T-T-W-S. W-A-8-F-T-K.
W-A-8-F-T-K, and that's W-A-2-T-W-S. Flying business going around 100% copy on everybody. We have 13 in the net this morning. 13 who signed in, some signed out. And Al, W-2-O-B-J, used to rejoice when we had that many in the net in the old days. I hope I said it Wednesday. I'll say it now, although half the people are gone, but Happy New Year. John, TQN, boy, my primary gave me a prescription for more physical therapy for the back. I hope it does half as well as yours did. Because I've got the same symptoms, weak arms and legs and so forth. Okay, do we have any check-ins for the Bruce Kelly net? This is WA2PWS, over.
Comment, K3DBA.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Neglected to wish everybody a Happy New Year when I checked in. So, Happy New Year all around, and hearing everybody at least an S9 here. Very good signals today. Back to that, K3GBA clear.
Thank you, Sam. The same to you. And as always, your signal is one of the strongest here at this TTH. Okay, well, it's around two then. I guess, Mike, are you still in here, K1NPC? I don't hear him. He's just usually in for one round. So I guess you'll lead off then, Bill, W2DGB, and turn it to John, K2TQN. and congratulations on the growing family there. And you'll turn it to, let's see, we have several out here, to Floyd, W3OLV. John, I guess you'll turn it all the way down to Floyd, W3OLV. Floyd, you turn it to Bill, W83YNW, to Paul, K4KRE, and to Larry, W88FPK. go ahead, Bill.
Not to quiz you on this, but did Barry check out?
He said he was just in for one.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Roy. WA2TWS in the group. W2DTB. Well, signals are pretty good this morning on 75 meters. As compared to 40 meters, it was pretty bad. And the skip was long on 40 meters. I was able to talk to Joe down there in Florida. But the other guys up here in New England, I had a tough time with them. Let's see. We got a few comments here. I'm in the market for some capacitors for my Clipperdale amplifier. So maybe by this coming summer I'll have that under control. I need some 330 microfarad. I need 8 of them and 450 or 500 volts. So I have to do some checking on the internet and see where I can find these doggone things. Somebody mentioned being in an AM radio for half a century and so on. Well, I'm at 67 years, and I'm also a life member of AWRL. And I got it back when, a long time ago when things were quiet, a lot lower than they are now. And I'm sure glad I really got my money's worth out of that one. And anybody that's like Larry, who got it back years ago, did well too. What else do we have here? John, I'm very happy that you're feeling better with that therapy. And the Penn State game, that was wild, I'll tell you. So you missed a good one there, Larry. The other one, the Ohio State game, was a big, big disappointment. And I was really unhappy about that. But I noticed one thing about the Penn State game. I became emotionally involved with that game, and this has not happened before. I've always been happy for Ohio State winning because I'm an alumnus, but Penn State, mainly because it's in Pennsylvania, it's a land-grant college, and it is, and I'm a resident of Pennsylvania. Maybe that's it, but why I became emotionally involved, I do not know, and I'm not happy about that at all. So it turns me into what they call a fan. I don't like that. So let's see here. That's done. And Roy, to finish it out, I want to thank you for taking care of things for 2016, and I hope you're well enough to continue for 2017. You did a good job. Thank you very much. It goes over to K2TQN, if he's still around. And John, congratulations on the group that's growing there. Over to you, John, W2DTB.
Okay, Bill, W2DTB in the group, K2TQN. Yeah, this will make grandchild number 8, and we weren't expecting any. It's been a while. The youngest one is 9 or something like that. So this was a big surprise. And of course, it was in a wrapped package in the order of a necklace that spelled out, 8 is coming. So I was really surprised. So was Sherry. And we're really happy. So I'll say Happy New Year to everybody. A belated Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. And I'm going to be at rehab on Friday, and probably next week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, too. So it'll be a little while before I get back. 73s, W3OLV in the group, K2TQS.
K2TQN in the group, W3OLV. Yeah.
We're having problems. There we go. I have to fix this mic connection. Solid copy and all the signals, and boy, the signals are really holding up. I wanted to mention on the first go around, I'm hearing a radar sweep. It goes around zip as it goes by, and it's quite pronounced today. It's been a while since I've heard. Okay, I gotta fix this mic. Anyway, I wanted to mention that first time around. So that's about it here. We'll say 73 with his raspy voice. So we'll turn it over to you. Let's see. Good over to you, Bill. WACYNW. Oh, I want to make one other quick comment. All those people coming in at the Harrisburg Airport after that big deal out in the out the Rose Bowl. There were flights coming in for over a half hour there. I was amazed how they must have synchronized them. But the local GAO TV covered all that. Quite interesting, and I'm surprised how many people really attended that game from the Lancaster, from the Harrisburg area. Well, state college area, I should say. So they have a big following, they have a good group, and I think they're going to be real good because it's just a young team. They're really just getting into it, and they've already made a mark. That's about it here, say 73. Turn it over to you, Bill, W83YNW, and the Bruce Kelly Memorial Net, W3OLV.
Okay, it's one real fine. W3OLV, AWA Bruce Kelly Net, W83YNW. Okay, well, really don't have too much more to add. The signals are holding up real good this morning. Bass is very good shape, so just to echo what everybody else has said. And John, congratulations on the upcoming addition to your new family. And while I'm thinking of it, have you changed mics or something? You sound just a little bit different to me. I don't know, maybe it's just my hearing or something. I haven't heard you all for a while. So, anyway, that's objectionable, but it just caught my attention. Anyway, that's it from here, so I'll just go on past on 73 and catch you safe Friday. Yeah. K4KRE, AWA, Bruce Kelly, Net, WA3YNW, 73 all around.
WA3YNW, and the AWA, K4KRE. Okay, good copy all around. I think most about the same as before. Let's see, I've been running the, today I've been running the Orion. And it doesn't seem to be kicking up quite like the Yaesu. But I hope we're getting through okay. That's about all we have, so we'll say 73 and also Happy New Year to everyone. And over to Larry, WA8FTK, and the AWA, K4KRE.
K4KRE in the group, WA8FTK. Well, we got to straighten up our work bench over here. It's right next to the operating console, and get ready to do some surgery on the 820. Hopefully, I only need one transistor. I don't know, but I got there's four of them in the receive section, so I got them all, and. Then we got to tackle the transmitter. I think what I'm going to do, I've got an owner's manual and I got a service manual, and I'm gonna go up to Kinko's and tell them to give me a copy of the circuit board and the schematic. But boil it up to 11x17 so I can see it better, and then we're gonna tack it up right above the radio, and then we'll be ready to go. I do it myself, but I haven't made copies in a long time, except with my printer, and it doesn't do a good enough job. So that's all we've got for this morning. It's going to be a nice day, even though it is going to be cloudy, I guess. Oh, well, can't have the best of everything all the time. So 73 guys, and have a happy new year. WA2TWS, WA8FTK.
WA8FTK, and the next WA2TWS, very fine. Round two also with 100% copy all around. Do we have any final comments for the net or any check-ins who would like to check in and join us at this time? This is WA2TWS, over.
W2DGB.
Yeah, John. Have a head, Bill.
Hey, Floyd, get that column back on the air. W2DGB.
Roger.
Yeah, it sounds good. I tuned it in a little bit better here at 3.8369, but that mic too sounds great. Okay, any other comments for the net? Okay, well, we'll close this edition of the 2017 Bruce Kelly Net. A very auspicious start, very good attendance. So 7-3, everybody, and thanks for checking in. This is WA2TWS, and we'll close the net at 15-16.
WA2TWS, W3OLV.
Yeah, hi, boy, WA2TWS.
I want to comment on how good the things are today, and I'm hearing that radar sweep, you know, as it goes by, and then about a minute later, goes by. It's been a long time since I heard any of those, so the conditions must be really good today. I used to hear them quite regular, but I can't recall when the last time it was, real way, way back. So condition must be real good that I'm picking that that buzz up as it sweeps by. Just want to comment on that, since it's been a while since I've heard. Did you ever hear any radars? I think it's either coming from the Lancaster Airport, the Harrisburg Airport, or WGAL's transmitter site up in Helm, Pennsylvania. They have, that's where they are, and they have the local radar for the Lancaster. WGAL. I better stop talking. I'm going to lose my voice. So let me comment on that. And by the way, you had a good net today. WA2TWS and W3OLV.
Yeah, thanks, boy. W3OLV, WA2TWS. We've never heard that, but you seem to be located. Well, that's a good, it's almost like a beacon. You can tell how good signals are when you're able to hear that. We, at night, we have a horrendous hash on here, and I thought it was widespread because a lot of people have been complaining about conditions on 80 at night, but then some of the stations said, no, it's not that bad, and I looked online, and the sunspots are in good, well, there's no sunspots, as Doug said, and the conditions are good there, so, you know, maybe it is something local here, but after a rain, all the signals are always good, and I still think it probably is because the ground is improved. Yeah, what a good net today. I'm glad that Doug got a good recording there. Yeah, take care of your voice there. That's a common complaint at this time of year. I have a couple of other friends that have that. I'm always clearing my throat, so it's just a nervous tick, I guess. But I used to run the civil defense net, you know. Nobody said, we can always tell when you were net control, you're clearing your throat. W3OLV,
WA2TWS. W3OLV. Okay, Roy. Nice talking to you for the net here. Like I said, you did a good job. We'll see you down the road, as they say, 73, W3OLV clearing. Good morning.
Yeah, 73, Floyd, and good morning to you. This is WA2TWS. We'll be leaving the air.